Hi everyone, how you doing? Welcome to Hello Esports, a podcast by Orange, Lutzeboya Journal, and the Luxembourg Esports Federation about all things esports in Luxembourg. My name is Maxim, and I'm your host. Sports bring people together. I'm pretty sure everybody's heard this sentence before. On our last episode about the world of streaming, we came across the notion of communities. Large groups of loyal fans who support their favorite streamers and find a sense of belonging by doing it. This, to me, is the proof that esports and video games in general bring people together too. And the project slash event we'll take a closer look at in today's episode definitely understood that. Fit for Gaming saw the day in Diffadange on November 28th of this year. To its organizers, gaming isn't just an entertainment product, but a powerful tool of social integration. Their idea is to offer a room full of consoles, screens, popular video games and headphones to youngsters from every origin in order for them to socialize, bond around gaming and, in the long run, feel included in society. Well, I don't know about you, but kids and teenagers socializing around FIFA, Fortnite and other games sounded super fun to me. So I decided to go and have a look at it. And since the point of all of this is to share time together through esports, I decided to take you with me. Freshly arrived at the Fit for Gaming HQ in the south of the country, I went and said hello to two representatives of the project's organizing entities. Lisa Kreke, Integration Project Coordinator at the Ministry of Family Affairs, Integration and the Greater Region.
My name's Lisa Kreke. I'm from Luxembourg and I work in the Integration Department in the Ministry of Family Affairs, Integration and the Greater Region, where I do project management, essentially.
And Kevin Hoffmann, co-founder of Forward, as well as the Luxembourg Esports Federation.
Hi, my name is Kevin Hoffmann. I'm the co-founder of Forward. Forward is an agency specialized in esports and gaming, and we do all sorts of projects around gaming.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't wait to sit down and play a game of FIFA with some of the people in attendance. But first, I tried to learn all I could about the Fit for Gaming project, its origins and its goals, starting with Lisa's and Kevin's backstories in relation to esports.
What is the first game you ever bought?
I did not buy my first game. It was a gift, I believe, to me and my sisters. And it was a Nintendo limited edition with Pikachu on it. And it was my first Pokemon game. Which I was obsessed with when I was a kid. So I had to share it though with my sisters.
Pokemon is a classic.
I do believe so, yeah.
Yeah, my first game was Super Mario for Nintendo.
It's me, Mario!
But I did not buy it myself. My father bought it, and but it was the first game that I played and I can think of.
Did you used to play with your brother, for example? We had him on the podcast twice already.
Yeah, I played a lot with him, but also with other friends. And I think Pokemon was also the first game that really was a game that we played with all the friends in the school and in the schoolyard. During the pauses, we played a lot of Pokemon and shared Pokemons between our Game Boy.
So how about today? Like, the school days are over, but do you still like play some games when you get home after a long day of work, or is that finished?
I don't play that much anymore, I have to admit. And when I do, I mostly like world-building games. I like to play on my own mostly. But I don't really do it as much anymore as I used to.
Yeah, for me, I also don't play that much anymore. But when I play games, it's most likely competitive games. But games that you do not have to play a lot to stay at the top. The game that I like to play sometimes is PUBG.
But you used to play like at a competitive level at some point as well.
Yeah, in PUBG I played at competitive level, and in World of Warcraft Arena also played at competitive level.
Weren't you like first in Europe or something like that?
I was the best in Luxembourg and one of the best Warlocks in Europe.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad, right?
What an honor.
Now, let's talk Fit for Gaming, a room full of consoles where young people can go and play for free, alone or with their friends, in the middle of their home city. This, to me, sounded almost too good to be true. So I asked my two guests to elaborate and detail the concept they developed.
To me, Fit for Gaming is an initiative that uses an activity that lots of people are very passionate about and tries to use it in a constructive, methodological way to bring them together and to make sure people learn something from the experience that on its own is already interesting to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, if I have to break it down to one sentence, it's where integration meets gaming. So it's a project where we use gaming as a tool to facilitate integration among youth. I think that gaming is an interesting topic and that you can do a lot of things with.
Here we go!
So next to us, we have a room full with PCs, PlayStations. All the games kids could wish for. We have also like probably now 15, 20 kids in their play-in. Can you maybe tell us a little bit, what kind of games can they play?
So we have all the favorite games of the youth that are not violent. We have League of Legends, we have Rocket League, we have Fall Guys, we have Rumbleverse, we have FIFA, and we have also Fortnite. It Takes Two is also a game, a puzzle game that is extremely good to play together with one person and also to learn new things.
And how many kids do you get in there at once?
We usually have a maximum of 12 to 14 kids. So we have 10 PCs and we have 4 consoles. So that's 12 to 14 kids. That's maximum.
Okay.
Hello, guys. Welcome to my Minecraft Let's Play.
And you have more of them waiting outside, as you told me.
Yeah, it depends on the day, but we have to see from time to time how we handle it, because it can be very tricky to make everyone happy.
And then once they have their spot, they don't want to give it away anymore.
For sure.
Yeah, but that's cool because... initially, we thought that the kids would come and stay for 4 hours, but that's a problem that we don't have to solve, because normally they stay 1 to 1.5 hours. So that's really nice to see that they also don't play too much and we don't have to handle that problem on our own.
You talked about staying 4 hours. That's because you're open every day of the week.
We have open on every day on the week except Wednesday. And it's also open on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So it's closed on Wednesday and Sunday.
And from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.,
yes, and
right?
Saturday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, of course, now we're here at 23 Grand Rue Differdange. But this is like a mobile project that will go to multiple venues. So what are the other venues? How many are they? Where are they?
In total, there are 6 venues. The second one will be Luxembourg City in the Grund. And the third one will be Asch. And after that we have to see. But we have Attelbrück and Düdelange that are pretty sure that we will also be there.
So there might be more.
Exactly. We, as the Ministry of Family Affairs, we work closely with municipalities, and we're trying to find others that are interested, that of course also have a quite diverse population, where this kind of project would make sense and have the localities to offer to the project. But we're very positive. We always have very many, many municipalities that are extremely interested in finding concrete projects to put in place, since the demand and the motivation are quite high.
You will stay like 3 months.
Yeah, it's
each venue right now.
Yeah, each cycle will be approximately the same length is the idea.
So obviously, Hello Esports is about esports. There's still a difference between esports and gaming, of course. Esports is competitive. So I wanted to know if maybe at some point during the venues you plan to do like small tournaments, say like come over on Saturday, we have a special event, we'll play like a tournament of FIFA and the best one, the one who wins, gets something, or is it something that is not planned?
Yes, it is planned that we have small events. We are also looking with the youth center in Differdange to make a small event. And at the end of each cycle, we certainly have a small tournament where the young people can show what they have learned.
And those would be free as well, just like the rest.
It's free!
Exactly. Since the idea of the project is really to bring people of different backgrounds together, it's incredibly important to not create any additional barriers through things like costs. So it's important that any event planned will stay free so that anyone who wants can join.
I like that you talk about bringing people together as well, because maybe that's also something in the esports world that is quite tough right now, is that it doesn't get the recognition as a sport. And one of the most successful sentences in sport is sport brings people together. And this time it's esport that brings people together.
No, exactly. I mean, we are always looking to find new methodologies, new ideas to bring people together. And it's always the easiest to take something people are already passionate about. And especially thinking about mobilizing young individuals and bringing young people from different migratory backgrounds together isn't always that easy, because there might not be a common ground as much culturally and in terms of interests. And gaming is one thing that really goes across that age group, no matter where people are from. So we're obviously also trying to look beyond like the classical hobbies, like classical sports, mm-hmm. and trying to incorporate things like esports and gaming to motivate people to come into a place where they're then all together. And then through that process, integration can take place no matter what activity you really do.
A project is always difficult to set up, no matter how big or small. Here, next to having to find a place ready to welcome them, the equipment, from video games to gaming chairs, have a non-neglectable cost. The idea had to be worthwhile, and it was. So I was super eager to know how it came about.
I mean, on our end, we published a call for project proposals. I mean, I'm thinking that probably the idea goes back further, but we published a call for project proposals back last year. So we were looking at projects that could offer something fun, something new that would motivate people to come and be somewhere together and have an activity that creates community. And this ended up being one of the projects that we selected because we thought it had a very innovative touch. It's something that we hadn't seen before. And gaming is something that, especially with other generations, is kind of seen as sometimes a waste of time or just like a fun thing kids do at home, when really it has been used in very productive ways. And we saw this as very innovative because it has never been really used before in integration, and especially not in Luxembourg. So that's why we selected it. But I'm assuming the idea goes back further.
The innovative touch comes from Kevin then.
Yeah, not only for me. I'm not the only one at Forward, but yeah, the idea goes back a long time. Even when I was younger, I have a lot of friends that I met through gaming. So I know that there is a social impact of gaming, that you can find friends through gaming, even in real life. And afterwards, when we worked at school, we saw that there is a kind of technical barrier, that some kids don't have PCs or consoles and are kind of isolated in school when the other talk about what they played for games the day before. And then we saw the proposal, the call for action from the Ministry of Integration. And that was when we decided to make a proposal. And we are very happy that our project got taken.
Even if you have headphones on and talk with people from around the world while playing, many PC games are played solo these days. So while I was sold on the idea of using gaming as a tool for integration, I was still wondering what Forward in the ministry concretely put in place for integration to take place. That was my next question for Lisa and Kevin.
The idea that we have is that we work together with the refugee centers and with the youth centers to have the people from different backgrounds coming here, playing together and making new friends.
And when we talk about integration, do we only talk about ethnical integration, or can it be, you know, men and women, girls and boys? I mean, you're the first woman we have on the podcast, for example, which proves that we don't have...
You're welcome.
we don't have many women or girls in esports. So maybe that's something that can change as well through a project like this one.
No, agreed. I mean, the intersectional approach in anything is very important. So, of course, it is important to us that when we talk about integration in the largest sense. So, of course, that takes into account many other things, like maybe socioeconomic backgrounds, like you've talked about gender representation. But for us, obviously, the main focus is going to be on new arrivals. I mean, that's kind of the word that we use now, because talking about someone with a migratory background, or maybe even status questions like being a refugee, that's something that we try to get away from, because a new arrival can be many things. I mean, you can even be a new arrival if you move from, let's say, the south to the north. That can also be quite of a culture shock depending on where you lived. So it is important for us that people who arrive somewhere and that are new, that they kind of find their space and find their community. So that's what we mean specifically when we talk about integration, without, of course, not forgetting other factors that are also important, like gender equality. And I mean, I'm very honored to be on this podcast.
Well, we're very happy to have you. I think it's also like kind of the best age to get people together, because it's maybe, you know, an age where you don't have like those stereotypes and everything that have arrived, kind of. And when I think about Fit for Gaming, last time I thought about it, and I was like, when I was that age, I used to go out, play football with my friends, or I don't know what, and times have changed. So back then we had our mother or dad telling us, like, go play outside.
Go outside!
Now they play video games. But it's quite tough, video games, because you have to go to one's home, and not every parent likes that. And there they have that possibility, and times have changed, but it doesn't exist in Luxembourg, or maybe it does in different countries, but it's, you know, it has a cost and everything, and here it's free, and children can just go and play together.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that has been used in other countries in very productive manners to do social work, and also specifically to do integration work, actually. It's something we looked into when we actually received the project proposal, because we were wondering, is this something we already do here? Is this something that has been done? If so, how? And how can you do this in a productive way? So yeah, I think it also has just the stigma of being a waste of time and of just being for fun. And where classical sports and other activities don't have that. So I think it is very important to debunk that and use it in a productive way. And I think mobilizing young kids is, I mean, it makes, and children and youth, it makes sense, because, as you said, they don't have those stereotypes yet. And it's a tactically interesting age to engage them at. But also they can have an effect on their parents. I mean, if kids go out and find community and find friends and integrate, essentially, in the new place that they live in, that has an effect on their parents.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that go in the direction of integration as well is you have an educator there that is, he's there like all the time when the kids are there. What is his job? Like, does he do like activities with them? Does he like check if there's maybe a kid that is playing alone all the time and tell him, let's socialize a little bit? What is his goal?
Yeah, both of the tasks you told tasks that he does. He cares for the young kids. He looks that everything works fine in place. But whenever I'm not there, I'm also most of the time I'm there. There are activities that are being held. The start was pretty hard, so we waited to have the connection ready. The activities will start next week. So,
what kind of activities?
So there are different kind of activities. We are playing different games together in groups, where they have to fulfill missions to get to an end of the task. Let's say it like this.
Yeah, they complete a task. Yeah.
And we have one activity about GeoGuessr. GeoGuessr is a game where you have to guess the locations based on photos. So, and there we will build groups with different people from different backgrounds.
All right, already. Our turn now. I wanted to make my own opinion of Fit for Gaming. So I spent a few hours there talking to the youngsters who came from various countries such as Ukraine, Algeria, Belgium, France, Portugal, Luxembourg and more, as well as to their educator.
I'm Arnaud. I'm like 26-year-old newly educator. So just finished my year, like my study year a few months ago. So basically, yeah, I'm just like a huge fan of video gaming too.
Of course, I also sat down to play a few games of FIFA. And spoiler alert, I was cooking.
Can you maybe tell us how the atmosphere is so far?
Oh, the atmosphere is like, I'd say like a home maybe, you know, just that the teenagers, basically, they are teenagers. They come here and then, you know, they just put the jacket away on the chair or something. And then just basically take the headset, put it on their head, and then let's go, guys, we're just going to play something together.
So although they're all on their own PC, they interact though?
Yeah, definitely. We just take care of them, just like to make sure that they play together. They can sometimes have, you know, those alone time because we're not the same and some of them just need more alone time than others. But yeah, basically we just take care of the things that they are here to just meet and to exchange. And usually I'm not even doing anything because they just do it themselves. So yeah, they exchange a lot, they just play a lot, and they laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, good.
So how do you like it so far?
I was thinking that was a good idea because some people didn't have computers, but before he playing games, and now he can come and free and playing games. I think that's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
Tu viens souvent ici au Fit for Gaming?
Ouais, je viens souvent ici. Non, parfois. Comme 10 jours, 3 jours, comme ça.
Ok, et tu t'amuses bien?
Ouais, je m'amuse bien.
Oh non! Forgot the ball.
Ok, also, wie findest du Fit for Gaming bis jetzt?
Ich fand es nicht gut. Das macht Spaß zu kommen, zu spielen.
Kennst du oft, Tai?
Ja, balala.
And do you see like integration happening? From what you see, would you say that, like, do you have a lot of different nationalities, languages, maybe even boys and girls? What kind of kids do you have here?
I'll just talk about age first. So those teenagers are like from 13 to 15 first. We don't have that much girls though. Sadly, we just had like two of them, a pretty young one. From 7 to 8, something.
There's someone raging there.
Yes!
And what games do you play?
I'm playing now Fortnite, but if kids go here, I'm playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah. I just saw you raging right now. What happened?
What? I forgot heal. And I die in the game.
Penalty!
Penalty!
No!
Penalty!
Penalty!
Penalty! Le tackle est magnifique.
Oh, le penalty! Ça, en vrai match, c'était penalty. Ça, je te le dis tout de suite.
Je vois que depuis que je suis là, tu joues tout le temps à FIFA, c'est ton jeu préféré?
Ouais, c'est mon jeu préféré. J'aime bien FIFA.
Et t'as fait quoi comme match là aujourd'hui?
La Champions League, je joue la Champions League.
Bon, j'arrête de jouer, ça sert à rien.
3-0,
il m'a mis 3-0.
Et 2,
ça sert à rien.
3-0.
Ça sert à rien, c'est trop facile.
Patch Pills, t'as ça, ouais.
C'est trop facile.
Fortnite. Pour moi, le Genshin Impact, on est sur France. FIFA.
Et tu joues à quoi?
Bah là, je joue à un jeu, c'est comme un ballon prisonnier. Tu dois éliminer les adversaires pour avoir gagné. Le premier à 10 a gagné.
Comment tu viens de te promener dans ma défense?
Would you say that esports bring people together from what you've been seeing here like for 2 weeks now?
Not only esports. Esport is something like in the name sports, which asks a lot of brain like focus and so on. But more about gaming and competition, yeah, sure. Because they sometimes play once against another. Just confronting each other, and then the next round they just play together and just laughing and just like shooting people.
Qu'est-ce que tu m'as fait là? T'as osé? Attends, je vais te faire. Tu m'as fait un truc sale là. Attends.
Did you make new friends already?
Yeah, sure.
So the integration part works.
Yeah.
7-0, 5-2, 7-3. Fit for Gaming was a success for me, without the shadow of a doubt. After 2 weeks of opening, when we were recording, 1 month as this episode comes out, the room was full with people. So I asked Lisa and Kevin if they were happy with the project so far and what it would take for them to consider it a long-term success.
I'm very happy as it goes, and we are learning every day. It's a pilot project, so we are also learning new things every day. And we get to know our audience also better every day, so we can adapt the project also to the audience to have in the end the best possible experience for you.
Yeah, and if we now fast forward to the end of the project, what would it take for you to say at the end, like, we're happy with how it's gone?
For us, the longevity of projects are incredibly important. So when we select pilot projects, of course, the whole point is to test things out, adapt along the way. But if they do work, then we also hope that they live on somewhere. So that's why we've also incorporated other ministries immediately in the monitoring of this project. They're helping us so that hopefully, of course, this works, and hopefully we can find a way that you can use gaming in a very productive way for integration purposes specifically, and then find the way for the project to live on. Because the idea is that for 2 years we're testing this out and we're adapting it, but the idea is not for then the offer to stop, especially if it ended up working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I think what I would love to have in the end, that every young kid goes out and has learned something and has made new friends. That's one point. And you're on the other side, like already told, we also would like to prolong the project in different municipalities. And I think Different Angers is already interested in doing something after the project went away here in Different Angers. So yeah, everything is looking
something
good.
Something permanent as well, or still something that would be short term?
Yeah, that's in discussion, but... Yeah.
Fingers crossed then.
Yeah, the exactly. Plans are to have something permanent. Okay.
A permanent place to go and play video games in the heart of Different Angers. How amazing would that be? I'm sure keeping my fingers crossed for that to happen. Thanks so much to Lisa Krike and Kevin Hoffmann for their time, for showing us around, and for making Fit for Gaming a reality. Thanks to educator Arnaud and to the youngsters who accepted to take their eyes off their game for a minute. I know how hard it was, and answer my questions too. As for you, if you want to challenge me at a game of FIFA, you'll sure find me around the Fit for Gaming HQs from time to time, training my skills and taking on Kevin. Make sure to press play on next episode too. See ya!